Yeah, I will have to warn you that this is probably going to be a kind of a quick and nasty edit this weekend, so, you know.
All right.
Just giving you a heads up.
You know what? I've done plenty of those.
Hello, and welcome to Thing of the Week, a podcast where two nerds talk about their most recent obsessions. I'm Nick.
And I'm Luke, and you can find us every Monday at noon Central Time on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and Copy RSS. What's up, buddy?
Not too much. How the hell are ya?
I'm okay. I got my emotional support cat behind me.
I see. I see him back there. Cool.
I got Band-Aid on my Wilfingi because I was playing with the dog and he got a little too excited and I was holding his toy and he kind of bit me a little bit.
Yep.
He didn't mean to. But
oh, no. Yeah. Aster's done that with all of us in this house at one point. It's routine for me to hear my mom tell the dog, now don't chew on grandma. Don't chew on grandma. So, you know. Yeah.
Out of context, it's hilarious.
I know, right? It's great. That dog's so fucking weird, man.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to report back to you. We'll call this my thing of the week. I'm reporting back to you because I've watched the first three episodes of WandaVision.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to get into like mild spoiler territory, but like no more spoilery than you'd see like on the back of a DVD case or something. So basically the premise is that Wanda and Vision are in this like weird like 50s sitcom universe, and each episode it has a different like intro, like theme song, and sequence, I guess. They're all kind of based on actual like 50s and 60s sitcoms. It's really cool, actually. And they kind of get into like very like trite like 50s and 60s sitcom scenarios, but like kind of as the show goes on, you know, because they toss you into this world with no context of like how did they get here, why are they here, what's going on, and as the show goes on you kind of realize that something's a little off, there's something's not quite right here. And I think it's setting up for a big reveal later in the season. I have no idea what the reveal is, based on what I've watched, but yeah. So, I would say that if you were looking for, you know, like typical, like Marvel action stuff, based on the first three episodes, I'm going to say you're probably not going to find that here, but right. I did find that it was pretty entertaining nonetheless, especially if you're a fan of those old sitcoms.
Yeah.
It does start a little slow though. I think I watched the first two episodes and I was like, okay, this is interesting, but I better pick up pretty quick,
right?
Or else I'm gonna kind of lose interest. But I'm still on board. Episode three dished a little bit more in that how do I put this? Episode three kind of ends with a I don't know if you've watched Lost, the show Lost, but the show always ends with like, oh, here's something bonkers out of nowhere, and you got to watch the next episode to find out more about it.
Yeah,
it kind of ends with something like that,
like a big cliffhanger kind of thing.
Yeah.
Except, I mean, in Lost, it was not always very well written, but
I
don't think that's the example. That's what you were trying to get me to take away from that example.
I was going more for the vibe, but more than the quality.
Right. So is WandaVision like a comedy, or like is it like Pleasantville? Like
it's got some Pleasantville vibes.
Okay.
I don't want to give too much away, but it's I think Pleasantville is a solid comp.
Okay. Okay. Well, I actually really liked Pleasantville, so.
Okay. Well, then you might like this. I definitely recommend checking it out.
I will most certainly have to.
Awesome.
I actually kind of forgot about it until, like, the other day I saw a commercial for it on TV, and I was like, oh, yeah, I was gonna try to figure that show out, but yeah, so. But you beat me to it, but I don't know. If you like it, I'll probably like it, so.
Yeah, I like it so far, but right. I do say that with the stipulation that, like, this better, like, they better stick the landing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm glad you picked that up. I don't really have much of a thing this week, to be honest with you. The main thing I was paying attention to over the course of the week is something I'm not entirely sure if we're fit to cover on this show. But, I mean, you know, mostly inauguration and news stuff has been kind of the main focus
for
me this week. I will say this as a kind of a pleasant story. Actually, the whole thing to me was fairly pleasant. I think you and I both agree on a lot of that stuff. But I remember I had slept in that day, on Inauguration Day. And I woke up and I walked into my living room and I saw my mom standing in the living room and she was crying. And okay. Now, to give a little backstory about my mom, I'm pretty sure you know this, but I don't know how many other people know this. My mom has been a pretty ardent feminist her entire life. As long as I've been alive, my mom has, you know, like, I have that voice in the back of my head of these ideals that were instilled in me when I was very young.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized that's why my mom was crying, because they were swearing Kamala Harris in as vice president.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just kind of that visual really stuck with me, like, of just like, oh wow, this is really a big deal. Like I knew it was a big deal, but like seeing it, like, I don't know, just kind of hammered that home. And always when you see one of your parents crying, it's always kind of a, oh, okay, what's going on?
Yeah, for sure. It's not a political podcast, no. So I don't think we're going to get into any of that stuff. I will say that, you know, regardless of, like, her politics and how you feel about her.
Right.
The fact that we have had, that we now have our first female vice president, I think is a huge milestone.
Absolutely.
For American politics. And that's a big deal. Like, whichever side you're on, I think that's something to be celebrated.
I agree. You know, yeah, I think it's on one hand, it's amazing that's where we're at now. I mean, there is something to be said about, like, okay, it's been almost 250 years. But, you know, progress in America is sometimes slow. But that doesn't make it any less remarkable.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it any less impactful or powerful or meaningful.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. That's true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Lady Gaga was amazing.
I didn't watch, so I don't know. I didn't see her performance, but I completely believe that. She's phenomenal performer.
She's incredible. She sang the national anthem, and it was just chilling. Like, it was amazing. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, cool. It's harder to tell without video. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So, shit. So we don't.
Are we out of things to talk about already?
I think we might be out of things to talk about. So what's going on with in your life, man?
A lot of stuff I can't really talk about on the podcast.
Same. Oh, God. Look at us having personal lives.
Yeah, for real, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, to the point where it's, like impacting my hobbies. Like, I don't have time for hobbies anymore.
Yeah.
I really miss playing hockey.
Oh, I bet. Are the rec leagues even going right now?
The rec leagues are going, but I have opted out for the time being,
right?
Just because of COVID and everything. And
oh yeah,
there's.
Oh, and I know you've got some personal things you're working on too. So, you know.
Yeah.
We don't need to go into that, obviously, but, you know, yeah, so.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah. Yeah, my...
And, yeah, no, go ahead.
My bowling league actually started up last week again.
Okay.
And so that was kind of nice. I was really expecting it to go a lot worse for me because I haven't thrown a bowling ball since, like, before. God, in months. It's been months. I don't even know how long it's been. And so I was really expecting to be pretty tore up by the end of it, but I did okay.
Yeah.
I bowled like crap, but, I mean, I didn't hurt myself, so that was good. But it was kind of nice to get back into the swing of things. There is definitely some concern for COVID and stuff like that, but
yeah,
you know, it was nice to kind of get back into it and to do something that's not like work and other things. So, you know, bowling
for sure.
League started back up. That was pretty cool. Maybe by the end of this bowling season, I might be able to bring my average back up to where I normally am. But I don't know. I have not been doing very well this year.
Mel and I are actually there's an outdoor ice rink in downtown Wheaton, and we were I probably shouldn't say the name of that town I live in, but there's an outdoor ice rink in my town.
Yeah.
And we're going to go skating over there later today. We're going to get her
cool.
skate sharpened, and we're going to hit up the ice rink, and hopefully I am not going to eat shit out there because
yeah.
I haven't skated in like, God, it's been like 2 months.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Yeah. Just take her slow, bud. Just take her slow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's actually been about as beautiful
face of yours.
Yeah. I think it's actually been about as long as the gap, like the first time that the state was locked down.
Yeah.
Between like March and June or something like that. I think it's actually been about as long. I'm probably going to like go even longer than that without playing hockey, which is,
oh geez.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
That's going to be rough, but I believe in you. You'll get back into the swing of things. You might have a rough go, but you know, on some level, I think you're just going to be so grateful to be back out there that you won't care as much when you actually get there.
Yeah.
Like you'll probably
yeah, for
eat
sure.
shit a few times, but be like, hey, at least I'm on the ice. Oh yeah.
I mean, that's me in my prime. So.
Oh, okay. Well then, you know, I think you don't have too far to go then, you know,
yeah,
I like
for
the,
sure.
You set the bar low. I think that's good. You know,
I got to buy some new gloves too. My gloves are getting all torn up. I got like these entry level gloves. They're cheap. They're a $50 pair, which is cheap for hockey gloves.
Yeah.
And they're like falling apart.
Oh, geez.
And like my fingers are poking through and there's like fabric is coming undone. And
oh God.
So I think when we go to get Mel's skates sharpened today, I might just pick up a better pair of gloves while I'm out there.
I mean, you might as well, you know, I mean,
yeah,
you know, you and when it comes to stuff like that, you do kind of get what you pay for. I have the weird distinction that like my bowling shoes that I own are more comfortable and more supportive than any of the actual like practical shoes I own.
So do you wear those to places other than the bowling alley?
No, because then I would ruin them. But but it is kind of a weird every week when I go put those shoes on for a couple of hours. I'm like, man, these are really nice shoes.
I would love to see you just like wear your bowling shoes like on a date because they're like the nicest pair of shoes you have.
Oh my God, I can't believe I never thought of that. Maybe I'll try that this weekend. God. At least I don't have those like weird 2-3 tone like rental bowling shoes that you get. You know the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
God, that would be funny to wear on a date though.
Yeah, the ones that kind of look like clown shoes.
Yeah, yeah, and they just have a big number on the back.
Yep.
Everybody knows what size shoe I wear. Oh yeah.
Hey, if you wear big shoes, then yeah, that's a good thing maybe, because you know what they say about guys with big shoes?
Big socks.
That's right.
That's right. That is.
Everyone cool. wants to fuck Mr. Big Socks.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, yeah. I fucked Mr. Big Socks once. He's all right.
That sounds like the name of a birthday clown or something, and I'm getting real bad images.
Did you ever blow bubbles as a kid?
I'm trying to think of a witty clapback for that, but I can't.
Well, he's back in town and he wants your number.
Oh, all right, so since you've got a busy weekend ahead of you and you've got to edit this thing pretty quick and we don't have a lot to talk about, do you want to call it a little early?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, screw it. I mean, we can push it to like 20. I mean, we're coming up on 20 minutes. I think that's good enough for a podcast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Let's call it. Let's take it easy this week, Luke.
All right. And then next week it'll be 3 hours.
3 hours next week. Oh God. Okay. Oh man, I'm gonna have to talk a lot about penises.
A lot about penises.
Just in case you were wondering if that's where I'm at in my life now. So, you know.
A lot about penises would be.
That's the name of my next album.
I was going to say that could have been the name of our podcast.
It really, oh God, it could have been.
Much Ado About Penises.
Much Ado About Penises. Is it too late to change the name of the podcast?
I mean, sky's the limit, baby.
All right, let's do it.
All right, well, thank you everybody for listening. This has been Luke and Nick with Thing of the Week with Luke and Nick. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cat, Radio Public, Spotify, Copy RSS.
Fucking crushed it. Nailed it.
Mondays.
Got it in one.
Stuck the landing.
You got it bada in bing, one. Nailed boom. The landing.
I did it. Perfect. We did it, boys.
We did it.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.